Hi, this is Banker, SportsBanker.com update for Wednesday. You know, guys, first off, I got a comp up here from Fast Eddie, and I also got a, not a song of the day, but a message out there, because what's going on in this country? I just got a quick message from one of the greatest persons this country has ever known to run our country. Anyway, let's get started, guys. We got your NBA today. One game up, but it is a big game, too, between Indiana and New York Knickerbockers. Hey, we got Billy capped the hell out of it, as he says. He's got a 13 start. He hasn't lost in years. 17-2. It is a playoff big un or dog of the month, plus two bonus plays. He's got that capped. Game goes about 2:05 Hawaii, 5:05 Pacific, and later. And we also got Mikey Wise, who just had a beautiful TV West Coast or Western Conference Play of the Year, OKC. Beat the hell out of Doncic and company and got it done for the eighth time in eight tries. Well, he's got two plays today, and they're both up at sixes, and they're discounted, so you can check that out. And we also have a Fast Eddie sighting. I've been watching Ed daily. I'm with Ed every morning, and I can tell you, I've been watching him just rip the NBA playoffs and major leagues, as you guys got a beautiful comp this morning if you joined that comp line on Kansas City in a revenge play. You know, yesterday, as he said, Kansas City gave up a 3-1 shot at the top of the ninth yesterday to Milwaukee, and it cost them. Today, they give him payback, and they did that from start to finish. Anyway, he's got another play up, and well, he's got his NBA today, which I talked him into putting it up. It's a 6-1 play in the playoffs. It's his TV playoff TV big game of the month, and he's got it capped with a 5-unit bonus, and you guys should check that out from Fast Eddie. Anyway, I got your comp from Ed. He does like a revenge dog. He said revenge is also sweet, especially when you're an underdog like Minnesota. Now, Minnesota went on a tear just a blink ago. You know what? They'll be back. He said he does look for this Minnesota team, which got caught last night, top of the ninth, four runs put up when they finally tied it up. And, well, Seattle got some bad news because their closer, their Salcedo, is going to be out as he got hurt going to the bag last night. Well, as said, he says he does look for Minnesota, which, by the way, prior to this series was just ripping it. They're on that tear. And, well, as they came off a big win, 12 straight wins, and then they just pulled up lame in this last game against Seattle after pulling out a win in the first one, 3-1. He said they're getting 1.5, and it's -165. He said take Minnesota at home to get it done and get it done behind Paddock, who has pitched real well. He says look forward to Paddock doing the job here. He's 3-0 his last three starts with a 2.0 ERA. Kirby, look for him to get roughed up a little. Take the dog and Minnesota as your big revenge dog of the week. Comp play from that. That's not, by the way, that is a 5-unit play from Fast Eddie. He wants you guys to enjoy that one. So thanks for joining us, guys. And always, let's go get them. Here's a message that I wanted to put out there. And I listen to this a lot. I listen to so much history of things. But anyway, I want to pass this on to you young guys. Maybe you guys get a little feeling towards what's going on. This is such an important election coming up because, guys, if you look, it's bizarre world right now. Can't believe in 3 years we'd have as much protests, riots, crap that's gone on, and everything under the sun. Stores closing down in California and around the country. And if you take a good look, guys, what states and who's running these states is doing it. And I can't see 4 more years of this, guys. Anyway, gas is... After this election, you can mark my words. If the guys that are running it win it, hey, we'll be looking at $10 a gallon soon to force you out of your cars. Anyway, you guys have a great one. Thanks for joining us, and let's go get them.
We cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb.
You the man, Ronnie.
By committing an immorality so great as saying to 1 billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom. Because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters. Alexander Hamilton said, a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death. Or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools, and our honored dead who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay, there is a point beyond which they must not advance. This is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. Thank you.